Hi, David Wilcox here, the American David Wilcox. Thanks for listening. This is CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Tom Russell in Winnipeg. You're listening to... Take two, and don't use it either. Hi, I'm a good friend of Eliza Gilkison. Take three. Hi, this is Tom Russell in Winnipeg, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell a Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. Down here till 4 o'clock playing you the good songs. We just played you something from Tom Russell. It's his birthday today. He's 65. Tom Russell, 65 years old today. We like ourselves some Tom Russell. I think we're going to play some more Tom Russell. Have a little birthday party coming up a little later on. There's a couple other guys who are having significant birthdays as well this week. You know, one of them's dead, so I'm guessing he's not partying too much, but, you know, we'll party for him. And, you know, all the usual stuff, couple shows coming up, and basically whatever else comes to mind. You can always put a little a little bug in my ear, get something on my mind by making a request. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@telebandigohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook or on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. We can hang out, you know? Let's hang out for a couple hours, shall we? I got some new music. You like hanging out with me when I got new music, don't you? Well, good, because I do. And I think I'm going to play some of it for you right now. Let's play this one here. Let's see how this goes. Sure, why not? Got a couple of new albums that I've been eagerly awaiting and that are really kind of sleepy, surprisingly sleepy. They're not bad. I'm not saying they're bad. I was surprised at how sleepy they are. But first, here's a guy who's probably not that sleepy. I haven't actually listened to this one yet, I got to be honest with you. So it could suck. I'm hoping not. But, sometimes these things happen. I'm betting this isn't sleepy, though. It's a new one. The record's called Let the Good Times Roll. This is something brand new from J.D. McPherson on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Get so bossy. when a big tornado carried him away. And for so long, he was smack dab in a big, smack dab in a big, smack dab in a big, big old tornado.
Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears.
So with sad sacks and holy jewels. Cause when you lose in the blind and the rain won't stop, yeah, they're all we got. But the days turn to night, but it's
never first never last, just somewhere in between. Yes, the man I'm supposed to be.
That's something pretty, isn't it? That's brand new from American Aquarium. They got a brand new record came out this week called Wolves, and it's sleepy. Beautiful stuff, though. It's good. Don't get me wrong, but that band used to rock out pretty good. Maybe I'll play you some American Aquarium. You know, some of the rockin' stuff from the good old days coming up. A little bit later on the show, but leader BJ there, he's done some growing up, and that is for the best, because the guy was he was a bit of a disaster in the making. I mean, just one of those, you know, drunken idiot kind of guys, I think. And they still play all the time, like never stop playing, which is great. Makes for a better band. But he's also got a bit more of a life now. He got married, got a beautiful wife, and, like, you know, a reason to come home once in a while and stuff. So he seems like he's grown up a lot, and that's good. I just wish maybe he still rocked out a bit more. But we'll keep going with it. I like it. It's nice. Check it out. Wolves, American Aquarium. Same could be said for Ron Hawkins. We heard something brand new from Ron Hawkins from him and his Do-Good Assassins. They have a brand new record called Garden Songs. We heard Kingdom of the Sun. Now, Ron Hawkins, of course, the leader and primary songwriter for the greatest rock and roll band of all time, the Los Lolo. He's pretty mellow these days. This record is, I don't know whether he's getting old or what, but it's pretty mellow. And it seems kind of lazy, because there are a few songs that have been around for years on this record as well. So, you know, a great songwriter like that, it's been a few years since his last since the last Do Good record, Rome. And I know it was a double, but, you know, probably could have written more than, you know, five or six songs. It's good stuff. Don't get me wrong. Check it out. Brand new from Ron Hawkins and the Do Good Assassins. We also heard something new from Jim White. Well, it's Jim White along with the Packway Handle Band from their new record, Take It Like a Man. We heard Smack Dab in a Big Tornado. Love the Jim White. I'm Jim White is awesome. Just one of the most interesting, bizarre, cool people around. And he made this record with the Packway Handle Band, and I kind of thought that the Packway Handle Band was just backing him up, which, you know, would be great. But they kind of trade off songs. There's a Jim White song, and then a Packway Handle Band song, and a Jim White song. I don't really get the Packway Handle Band songs yet. Not that there's anything wrong with them. I just want to hear more Jim White. So we'll play a bunch of the Jim White songs over the next few weeks, I'm sure. We also heard something brand new from J.D. McPherson from his new record, Let the Good Times Roll. We heard Bossy there. I got another new one that I want to play a couple things from. I got a brand new record from Ellis Paul. He's been to the Folk Fest a few times over the years, and he's a talented and smart guy, a real interesting guy as well. And he's got a new record called Chasing Beauty. But he had a couple of songs in here that got me to thinking about somebody else who we play a little more often than Ellis on this show. And, he's got a song on his record that has the same name as this upcoming song that I'm going to play for you. And this song is just so beautiful and so perfect. I was kind of afraid that it was a cover of this. Well, I don't know whether I was afraid that it was a cover of this song or what, but it's this version of this song is just so good that I don't know if it's a good idea to try and cover it, although it is such a great song. How about I play it for you? Isn't that a good idea? All right. I think maybe you'll know this one if you've listened to the show over the years. This one's called Drive-In Movie. Beautiful. Check this out.
Well, the phone broke the silence like the screaming of a siren. And I just sat beside it, took another drag on the cigarette. Swore I'd never smoke again, and I watched it rain. I knew that it was you calling just to prove that you were as strong as you could be. You could get along without me any time. And anyway, I just stare through the door screen. Watch the cars come down the pike, their lights against the sky, like a drive-in movie on a country road that I've seen before. Never like the first time. Blue lights on the dashboard, songs on the radio, and how were you to ever know how much I loved you, so you thought that I was only dreaming. What a surprise it must have been to realize I was one of them. Not a king, but just a man. Not an angel, hardly a friend, and not someone you could believe in. I just stared through. Watch the cars come down the pike, their lights against the sky, like a drive-in movie on a country road that I've seen before. Never like the first time.
Driving movie. on a long vacation, outbound from an old train station. Watch the world go by till we close our eyes in the sleeping car. Wake up in a brand new place. You're the only one who knows my face. Looking for a little salvation. Take me on a long vacation. Take me, take me. Take me on a roller coaster. Wanna feel my heart turn over till I'm upside down, can't touch the ground. There's no gravity. I wanna feel my blood rush just like the first time we touched. I wanna fall over and over and over. Take me on a roller coaster. Take me, take me. Doesn't matter where we go. Take me, take me. I don't even have to know. Take me, take me. Take me slow. Take me to a driving movie. Slide a little closer to me.
Was at the Grand Old Opry, drunk on ambition. Whiskey, coffee, was dancing with demons. Nothing could stop him tonight, tonight. But it felt like a church. He said a little prayer. Ran to the stage, taking 2 and 3 stairs. You could heckle old Johnny, hell, he wouldn't care. Cause tonight he's gonna kick out the lights.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Now you can play a big theater, chandeliers and pearls. Rage inside a stadium, the rows of pretty girls. Take a fancy jet tour around the world if you like. It's alright. And you can play folks in prison to the robbers and crooks. To 300 killers giving back dirty looks. If there's a prison ride, you're gonna get the hook. So tonight, you better kick out the lights.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
How you can't break even. Your pickup truck or how your girlfriend's cheating. It's alright if you lie. Or you can sing a ring of fire and how God cuts you down. About cocaine, freight train, Sunday morning coming down. How you shot a man in Reno just to paint the town. Well, damn right, you'll be kicking out the lights.
Kick out the lights.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash,
And my door leaves are falling, a cool wind blows through. Sweethearts walk together, but I still miss someone. Well, I'll never forget those blue eyes that follow me wherever I go.
Something beautiful from Joy Kills Sorrow from their self-titled debut cover of I Still Miss Someone. What a beautiful song. Before that, we heard Robert Earl Keen. He's gone bluegrass, you know. He might have lost it. From his new record, Happy Prisoner, the Bluegrass Sessions, we heard Long Black Veil, of course, famously done by Johnny Cash. We heard Fred singing about Johnny Cash. Well, I guess more particularly the people on the Johnny Cash bandwagon before that from the album 6 Volts. And we also heard something from Ellis Paul with his new song called Kick Out the Lights. Johnny Cash from his new record Chasing Beauty. We also heard Drive-In Movie from Ellis Paul off of his Chasing Beauty record, and Fred Eaglesmith with Drive-In Movie off of the album Drive-In Movie. Get see it? Anyway, here's something by request. Love those requests. You can play along, by the way. 269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. We'll take it however we can get it. Send a carrier pigeon. I don't know. Whatever. But Aaron got to see this guy at a house concert recently, and that must have been pretty darn cool, I would imagine. It was one of them home roots deals that the rest of us seem to never find out about until they're over. All reports were it was pretty amazing and stuff. This guy's got a new record called The Old Silo. This is something from ukulele master James Hill. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
to ride it, Space Cadet. So I threw in a quarter. She was good luck, 'cause I came out ahead on the border. I wanted a drink, but I couldn't stop playing. Feels good to win every once in a while. Got in the car and drove into the desert. LA down the road and the Grand Canyon way too far. We rolled down the windows, looked out at the stars. Thank you.
making amends. But as soon as she sees me with some little sleazy, I'll get the call and we're together again. Little city love, little city love.
Oh, that was a guy named Jordan Musician. I guess if your name's Musician, you got it. It's spelled weird though. Like it took me a while to type it in because it's weird. But the cool thing about like it's spelled weird. It's M-U-S-Y. But then check out the last part of his name: C-S-Y-N. Crosby, Stills, Young and Nash. Huh? No, I know. Close enough. The record is called The Pitch. That was Little City Love before Jordan Musician. We heard Jay Semko. Remember Jay Semko from the Northern Pikes? He's got a new record called Flora Vista. We heard Let the Light Love In. I kind of like that track, but I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to play this record for you again because the way they sent it, there's nothing like there's you know, there's kind of the digipack thing, but there's nothing at all to hold the CD into the digipack. It kind of looks like, you know how sometimes there's that plastic tray glued to the cardboard? It kind of looks like they ripped that off to save themselves 10 cents on postage or something. So it's just like a piece of cardboard and a CD. So it's going to get lost and it's their own damn fault. Kind of like that track though. That was Jay Semko. Before that, we heard Michael Jerome Brown. Here's a guy who knows how to make a CD. It's a beautiful package put together by our friends at Borealis Records. Love those folks. The record is called Slidin' Delta. And we heard Living in the White House, brand new from Michael Jerome Brown. We also heard James Hill in there, ukulele master, rocking out on the ukulele there. With Taiwan On from the Old Silo. Now, speaking of ukulele action, you could help bring some ukulele action to Winnipeg, and I hope that you might be able to. But I got to tell you about that in just a second. Stick around. We got to take a break. Tell the Band to Go Home returns.